welcome to the broadcast. Today we continue in Revelation chapter 9. The fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star fall from heaven under the earth. And to him was given the key to the bottomless pit. Revelation chapter 9, verse 1. Have your Bible ready. If you've tuned in the news lately, but as you look around, you can see a lot of things that are happening that the Bible says are going to happen at the end of the age. If you know Jesus Christ as your Savior, you have nothing to be concerned about. If you do not, once again, the Bible says this is a sure word of prophecy. You do well to take heed. In a day when everything's falling apart, the Bible stands.
The Bible stands like a rock, undaunted mid the raging storms of time. Its pages burn with the truth eternal, and they glow with the light sublime. The Bible stands like a mountain towering far above the works of men. Its truth by none ever refuted, and destroy it they never can. The Bible stands though the hills may tumble, it will firmly stand when the earth shall crumble. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands. The Bible stands, and it will forever, when the world has passed away. By inspiration it has been given, all its precepts I will obey. The Bible stands every test we give it, for its author is divine. By grace alone, I expect to live it and to prove it and make it mine. The Bible stands though the hills may tumble, it will firmly stand when the earth shall crumble. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands. Yes, the
reviewing a little bit from our previous program, we've seen that in Revelation 9, verse number 1, we read the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star fall from heaven under the earth, and to him was given the key to the bottomless pit. Now, it's referred to as a star that is obviously symbolic. It goes on to say, to him, that is somebody, was given the key of the bottomless pit. Verse 2 says, he opened the bottomless pit, and there arose a smoke out of the pit, as the smoke of a great furnace, and the sun and the air were darkened by reason of the smoke of the pit. And there came out of the smoke locusts upon the earth, and unto them was given power, as the scorpions of the earth have power. Now, prior to the fifth trumpet sounding, the 144,000 Jews will be presenting the gospel of Jesus Christ to the entire world. As a result, there will be three distinct groups of people. There will be those who trust Jesus Christ as their personal Savior and are saved during the tribulation period. Then there will be the religious wicked who remain loyal to their religions. And then there will be the non-religious wicked who refuse any kind of religious connection whatsoever. We said last program that Satan's miracle-working demonstrations will convince the religious that he is God. You can read about that in chapter 13 of the book of Revelation, verse 13 through 15. Well, as this all takes place, Satan will not be able to torture the 144,000. He will not torture the religious wicked who believe in him, obviously. They believe that he is God. He's not going to torture them. But he will attack the non-religious who refuse to worship him. Satan's demons will inflict extreme pain on the non-religious wicked in an attempt to force them into worshiping the devil. Most will surrender to Satan. Some will become sincere believers in Jesus Christ. Now, in the verses between verse 2 and verse 6 of chapter 9 here in the book of Revelation, we have this smoke as of a great furnace, and we have locusts, and it says in verse 5, it was given that they should not kill people, but that they should torment people for 5 months. And their torment was as the torment of a scorpion when he striketh a man. The men, it says, shall seek death and shall not find it. Now, as we look at this portion of Scripture, is this something that we can take literal, or is it all symbolic? When the plain sense of Scripture makes common sense, we should not look for any other sense. It's interesting that nobody questions back in Numbers 21 and verse 6 that the Lord sent fiery serpents among the people, and they bit the people, and much people of Israel died. Numbers 21, verse 6. Also, when God's people were wandering through the wilderness in Deuteronomy chapter 8 and verse number 15, we read that there were fiery serpents and scorpions. 1 Kings 12:11 says, I will chastise you with scorpions. And so we don't symbolize those, and we have no reason to symbolize them here, but we need to look at the fact that these are not your average locusts. These locusts come out of what is called here the bottomless pit, and that phrase occurs 7 times in the book of Revelation. It is the abode of the demons. It's interesting, if you go back to Luke chapter number 8 and verse number 30 and 31, Jesus was casting out some demons, and Jesus asked him, saying, what is thy name? And he said, Legion, because many devils were entered into him. And verse 31 says, and they besought him that he would not command them to go out into the deep. We see here that this pit is also referred to as a place of fire, and probably is representing hell in the center of this earth. Now, in chapter 9, verse 3 to 10, we have a description of these locusts. First of all, it says they are locusts in verse number 3, but they are as scorpions of the earth, which have power. And it says that they are commanded. These scorpions, or the devil, or his demons, or any of them, cannot do anything except what God allows them to do. And they are commanded, it says in verse 4, not to hurt the grass of the earth, neither any green thing, neither any tree, but only those men which have not the seal of God in their foreheads. And so anyone that is not protected of God by this time, they are going to be tormented by these locusts. It says in verse 5, it was given unto them that they should not kill, but that they should torment 5 months. It says in verse 6 that men will seek to die, and they can't possibly die. And verse 7 says a description of these locusts. It says they are the shape like unto horses prepared for battle, and there's a significant thing here. And it says on their heads that it was, as it were, crowns like gold, and their faces were as the faces of men. It says they had hair long as a woman's hair, and their teeth were as the teeth of lions, and their breastplate as the breastplate of iron, and the sound of their wings, it says, was the sounds of many chariots running into battle. Verse 10 goes on to say they had tails like unto scorpions, and there were stings in their tails, and their power was to hurt men 5 months. Some years ago, I had the privilege of visiting our missionaries who were in the jungles in Venezuela, ministering to the Yanomami Indians. The Yanomami Indians are still among the most vicious tribe known to man today. There's many of them that have never seen a white man. As we were in there on 2 occasions for a week at a time, it was interesting to live in mud huts with these people and to observe the ways of these Yanomami Indians. One day they took us out hunting, and our missionary told me, he said, now you be very careful, you won't understand their language, but if these Indians start to run, don't ask any questions, just run. Because it's probably killer hornets that we're running away from. Also, never get ahead of them, stay behind them, because they'll be watching for these ants that are along the pathway, and they are sometimes referred to as bullet ants. And the reason for that is if you get bit by one of them, it's like getting hit with a bullet. You will have excruciating pain for 24 hours. Pain so excruciating that it is common for these Indians in there, if they get stung by one of these ants, to commit suicide. It's terrible pain lasting for 24 hours. We did come across these ants while we were going through there, and a whole nest of them. If we had just walked into them, there's absolutely no doubt we'd be dead. Also, they began to run, and I ran with them, and we found from our missionary that we were amongst what they call killer bees. And so these things are around in the world today, but they are not like what is happening here in Revelation chapter 9. These are not your average locusts. They are demonic type locusts. They're referred to as a locust because they swarm together. They are very destructive creatures. They are not allowed to attack the vegetation. They attack people during the tribulation that have not been sealed by God. The sting will last for 5 months, and those stung will be unable to kill themselves. It says they will appear like as unto horses going to battle. Once again, I want to read 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 19. We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well that ye take heed. Remember, the Lord said, as it was in the days of Noah, where they just bought, they sold, they married, they lived, they ate, they drank, they just went through their lives totally refusing to take heed to what Noah had to say. Well, only 8 people got on that ark. There was only a remnant. If you're part of that remnant today, you know Jesus Christ is your personal Savior and you're living looking forward to His coming, you can sing this hymn and you can sing it with confidence, "My Anchor Holds."
Though the angry surges roll on my tempest-driven soul, I am peaceful, for I know, wildly though the winds may blow, I've an anchor safe and sure that can evermore endure. And it holds, my anchor holds. Blow your wildest sail, O gale, on my bark so small and frail, by His grace I shall not fail, for my anchor holds, my anchor holds. Mighty tides about me sweep, currents lurk within the deep, angry clouds o'ershade the sky, and the tempest rises high. Still I stand the tempest shock, for my anchor grips the rock. Fail, for my eyes. storms obscure the light of day. But in Christ I can be bold. I've an anchor that shall hold, and it holds, my anchor holds. Though your wildest sin o'gale on my bark so small and frail, by His grace I shall not fail.